Coach Kerry Smith, your take on the game?
I thought San Jose started extremely brightly. For probably the first 10 minutes, we found it extremely difficult to get out our half of the field. They looked a yard sharper. Any physical battles that needed to be won, they won. I thought their front two were a real handful. And, you know, the goal wasn't necessarily a huge shock. I thought they were, you know, positive in their approach and got some reward for that. I thought we found it very difficult to come to terms with the quality of the pitch. I thought their players adapted much better to that. They moved the ball quicker. They certainly didn't dwell on the possession they had. They made things happen. And, you know, just speaking to my guys in there wasn't a huge amount of opportunities, though, for them, given the amount of possession and territorial advantage I thought they had. Second period, I thought we started slightly sharper and you know, started to get a little bit of a foothold in the game. But never, ever really looked like creating any chances. I thought their two central defenders did extremely well against Omar and Connor, who have been a handful for pretty much everybody this year. And in the end, it was just a case of trying to create an opportunity by weight of numbers. And, you know, we left ourselves a little bit vulnerable at times. And, you know, they'll rue that opportunity when they broke away and didn't quite get it right. But, you know, we've had a lot of things go against us late on in the game. And, you know, they'll feel like they've lost the game and we feel like we won a game. And that can sometimes happen when you score a late goal like that, because you're almost mentally stilling yourself for, you know, a zero. So,
what did you tell your guys at halftime? You came out the second half a lot brighter. You seemed to have a lot more of the sort of the impetus going forward in the second half.
Just thought we tried to overplay and be, you know, just a little bit too precise with some of our passing. And don't get me wrong, I want to play decent football, but, you know, the surface here just didn't warrant that. And I thought we lost possession in some difficult areas that kept them on a positive note and on the front foot. And they started to really, you know, cause us problems in the first half because of that. You know, it was just that, you know, this is going to be a type of game that you might not run into again for a long, long time. And, you know, you're going to have to do things that you might not have to do every week. And that means, you know, maybe just helping your power out a little bit more and covering a bit more ground and, you know, just putting your body on the line a little bit more. And, you know, I think they did the second half. I thought the referee showed an awful lot of courage to give the penalty. From where I was, I thought it was a penalty. And in the end, like I said, I thought it was weight of numbers that really, it wasn't through, you know, any quality play or, you know, any real individual talent. It was just sheer persistence in that final 5 or 6 minutes that, you know, found us our chance.
What did you see on that final play?
Well, from my angle, it looked like there was a real melee of bodies that went up for a challenge, fairly central. The ball flicked out towards the back post, which, as it had done on two or three occasions prior to that, but slightly deeper towards the edge of the box. This time it was, you know, between the six-yard box and the penalty spot on a slight angle. I can't remember if it was Bellucci or Facundo Diaz had a nice position on one of the defenders, and he put his arm around his shoulder and pulled him back. Now, I would like to see it again in a replay, but my initial thought was that's definitely a penalty.
It wasn't Drew Moore who got taken down there.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. I mean, at that point, you know, we had players that probably haven't been in the penalty area at the opponent's end for a long, long, long time, and, you know, it was, like I said, a matter of getting as many players in there. That did what?
That pulled him down?
I didn't see. Oh, okay. Like I said, there were so many players.
Yeah,
there was a big challenge in the middle. It got flicked on. I don't even know who flicked it on. You know, but I'm pleased that Connor kept his nerve and you know, he keeps his tally moving forward and we get a very valuable point.
Yeah, I mean, how big is this, obviously, for you guys in terms of that playoff race?
Well, I think it's very important to keep those points ticking over. I mean, you know, I would like to have... as I do in most cases, come here and look for 3 points. But as the game unfolded, it became more and more apparent that those 3 points were going to be extremely difficult to come by. So, you know, we'll take whatever we can get. And that point adds to, you know, our tally towards the end of the season. We now face San Jose again at our place, where our record's been good. You know, where we'll be extremely productive on the night. And I hope that we can, you know, get ourselves ever closer to that 40-point watershed. And if we can, then we have 4 games to really drive on.
What's the normal procedure when you have a game like this against the same team? Regardless of the way this one finished, is our tempers even higher because people remember just a few days ago that it was a tough scuffle?
Was there anything really outrageous in the game? No, I didn't think so. I thought it was very competitive. I thought San Jose, you know, played a very strong, you know, strong-willed game, and you know, there were a lot of individual battles.
Moving on to Connor Casey.
How big was that? Obviously, at that point in time, you're thinking that you're not going to go home with any points. How big was that to salvage?
Huge. I mean, we played very poorly tonight, you know, so to get out with a point in the end, definitely, well, I don't know if you'd say it was deserved. I don't think we played well enough to get one, but, you know, luckily for us, you know, we got taken down in the box.
How do you think it'll set you up for the return match on Wednesday with the Earthquakes at your home?
Good. I think once we get on the field, it's not like a high school field. It'd be a little bit easier to play, kick the ball around a little bit, and I think you know, we're point wise in good position, and you know, going back home, so we're happy with the point.
Yeah, pretty calm on that PK. How do you approach that with all that pressure? You know, late in the game.
I missed a couple this year already, and decided to go down the middle this time, and I was hoping he'd dive out of the way, which he did. So it worked out.
I mean, this seems like this is a point that playoff teams kind of get. You know what I mean? Like salvaging a point here is the kind of thing the playoff team would do.
We've given up a lot of points in other games where, you know, we've blown leads in the second half, and so I think it's kind of, you know, throughout the season it kind of works itself out. And today we were on the better end of it.